Again, so the Mishnah Lamed Beis Amar Aleph lists off the Asar Chilukim Shebei Mamanis L'Nefashis. So one of them is that in Nefashis there's a special din, Amalamed Tzchus Ein Achoyza Amalamed Chayvam. So Rab explains, Amar Rab, 10 lines from the top of Lamed Dalam and Aleph, it does mean that he can't change his mind. B'shas Kamar Din Yochel Achsebo. He can change his mind. He said originally Potter, then he changed his mind. He's convinced by the other Diroshes that the other Dayanim give, he's convinced that they're right. So B'shas Kamar Din, he can change his vote. Just means he shouldn't, we don't permit him to give a, we don't give him a Shus Adiba. We don't give him permission to give a whole Drosha to try to convince the others that it should be Chai. But he certainly can back out. So Gemara asked Akasha, on the fourth wide line. Toshma, the Mishnah says, Shnei Sof, Adayim Amdim Lefnei Mechnim Min Vechmin Asmal, because Divram Zak, Divram Chayim, they write not only who says Chayim, who says Potter, they write the reason why he said Chayim, the reason why he said Potter. So the Gemara said, Bishleim, Divram Chayim, you have to not only write that he said Chayim, you have to write the reason why. Because if tomorrow, you need Halonas Adin. So if the Rob say that it's Chayim, he say, you have to have Halonas Adin. If the Rob say it's Potter, he's Potter. So everybody goes home today. But if the Rob say Chayim, you have to reconvene tomorrow to think it over overnight. So what happens if tomorrow the fellow said Chayim for reason A, says tomorrow Chayim for reason B? He changes his mind. Reason A is not correct. Reason B is Chayim. So then you need another Halonas Adin. So that's why the court stenographers have to write down the reason why he said chayv. Bishleim deram chayvim because lamacha chazot time achrina bo lemevad alana sadin again. If tomorrow he says chayv, not for reason A. If tomorrow he says chayv for reason A that I said yesterday plus reason B. What do you need halana sadin reason A for yesterday? They already had a halana sadin. Dami halcha the reason B. But if tomorrow he backs out from reason A, he says no, he's chayv for a different reason. Then you need halana sadin again. In my time, well, why do you have to write the reason why? You have to write down who said Potter, so we shouldn't permit him to be Malam et Chayvim. But why do you have to write down the reason why he said Potter? So the Gemara says, it must be La Mishum. The only reason why is the Chazatai Machrin Alachayv Alay Mashgichin Abahu. It sounds like he can't even, the Gemara says, you have to write down the reason why he said Potter, so that We wouldn't even allow him to back out at the Gemar Din. The Gemar Tain is, don't you see from the Mishnah against Rav? Rav said, B'shas Gemar Din, he can change his mind and vote Chayiv Misa. So Gemar yes, but don't you see from the Mishnah not so? How in the world do you see from the Mishnah not so? So Rashi gave half the pshat. So Rashi said, just like Yotze Mibezin Zakai, Emachzir Moshe L'Choyva, double jeopardy, doesn't apply if it's Tor B'Dovashat Zdukin Boy Dimboy. If he made a mistake on Torah Shebichzav, there's no Hayruah on Torah Shebichzav. So just like there's no Hayruah on the whole Bezin Paskin's Potter, but if the Bezin Paskin Potter based on a mistake in the Torah Shebichzav, they thought Baal Nair Hamros is not Chai Misa. They forgot a Pasuk in Chumash. So that's not called the Shigigas Hayro, that's Zilkrei Beirav. So too, if a Yochid said, Misha Malam Mitzchus, Ein Achoz Malam Mitzchoy, because he gave a Psak, Liftur, but if he was Malam Mitzchus, based on a mistake, based on Torah Shebichzav, Zilkrei Beirav, then he can be Malam Mitzchoy. Just like the whole Bezdin gave a Psak Potter based on Zilkri Bei Rav is not a psak, so the Yochid gave a psak. That's what Rashi says. So we better write down the reason why he said Potter. So if tomorrow, if later he'll say, I made a mistake in Dovashat Zdukim Boidin Boy and I want to back out. So we have to have on record what the mistake, what was the argument that he presented. Why did he think that he's Potter? If it'll turn out later that was Tov Dovashat Zdukim Boidin Boy, then we will allow him to be Malam Et Chayva.
Won't we see that right away? If he's trying to double shots to the murder bar,
yeah.
What's the reason? Won't Bezin say,
they'll debate it, they'll discuss it. I don't know.
It's so open.
So let's say they didn't. Let's say the others didn't respond to him. They just went on. And then the question is, if he will tie in it later, what I said originally was, Tob double shots to the murder bar. So Rashi says, just like if the whole Bezin Michlaluso made a mistake, Yatzim Bezin Zakim B'Dovashat Zdukim Bodimbo, that's not called the Hayroa B'Toyis. There are three cases where there's a rabbitos in, we said yesterday, by Parhalam Damashal Tzibur. So if the Bez Nagadol made a mistake and the Rav HaTzibur violated the Aver Sheish Bekoris because of the mistake of Saka, the Bez Nagadol said, and Rav HaTzibur did it, he bring a Paradavah Shal Tzibur. That's only if they made a mistake in Torah Shemal Peh. If they made a mistake in Zilkri Beirav, that's not even called the Shigigas Hayro. Then the same thing is by Zokha Mamre. Zokha Mamre, that's a Mishnah later, that if he made a mistake on a Zilkri Beirav, that's the Mishnah on Peh Chesam Beis. Means Torah Shebal Peh. The Rambam uses the Loshon a lot of times. He writes Dabas Em B'Divrei Sofim. So the Mefarshim point out Divrei Sofim and the Rambam sometimes it means a Din Derabbanan, and sometimes it means a Din Deraisa. That's only known through the Torah Shebal Peh. They're both Divrei Sofim. These are dinim that were developed by the rabbis, because the Rambam's opinion is that in every generation the Bezin can come up with Chidushim and Darshan and Midrash Atar and Adreshes. The Rambam quotes in the. We spoke about it, no? Rama quotes in Hagdamah to the Pir Shamshan, he quotes the Shita Sagoinim, that every single din was told to Moshe Rabbeinu. Kol Masha Talmud Vasa Gosa B'chadosh Ne'emol Vala Moshe Messina. Everything was said to Moshe Rabbeinu. So what is the Yud Gimel Midas all about? Just a mnemonic device, or just to check yourself to see whether your tradition is correct. But you cannot, you ain't on him done anything be'atzma, only Kal V'chaim. The Gemara says, Kal V'chaim v'adam don me'atzma, Gzer V'shabba ain't on him done me'atzma. So what about the other 11? There are Yud Gimel Midas in the Braisa. What about the other 11? So it doesn't say. So the Goyim say, you cannot darshan anything on your own. Only Kal V'chaim you can darshan. L'chor ma'amatzina also. Kal V'chaim ma'amatzina l'chor is the same. But the other Yud Gimel Midas, you cannot darshan on your own. And the Rambam disagrees. And he says, it's not true. You can darshan everything except for Gzer V'shabba. And on Dong Zarashad can keep Lami Rabba, but everything you can darshan on your own. And then and then there's a machlekes and achrenim. When a bezin is mechadish a new din, is the din only noy mekana lahabo? They say no, it's a gloy Muslim affair that this din deraisa was always true from the days of Maimon Hasina. So the chido in the sefer on Megillas Rus, what's the name of the sefer? Simcha Saregel, name of the sefer. He wrote many swarm. So the Simcha Saregel, he quotes a machlokes achronim about that. When a bezin is mechadish a new din derais, according to the Rambam, there is such a din. So when bezin is mechadish a din derabbanan, let's say they come up with a gzera, gvina sakam is awesome. So what about yesterday? Gvina sakam was mutter. They didn't answer it yesterday. So I have a pot in which I cooked gvina sakam yesterday. Do I have to kasher it? So the Rosh says, no, it's only awesome mikana labo. The Rosh in Chulin on Daf Yud Zayin says, you don't have to. The Gzera Derabbanan is only noy mekana labo. Yesterday, Gvina Sakam was mutter, so the Blias Kalim don't need any Hagolah. So that's the Shaila. What about this? Is also Divrei Sofim. According to the Rambam, the Mishnah is like that. On Peches and Beis, you have Gemara's like that. Divrei Sofim means a din which was developed by the rabbi. Sometimes they developed a din Derabbanan, sometimes they developed a din Deraisa. If they use the Yud Gimel Midas, then it becomes a din Deraisa. If they're only making an asmachta, then it's a din derabbanan. So the Mishnah has chayma b'divrei seifrim, me b'divrei Torah. The din of Zaka Mamre is machomer in the area of Torah Shabbal Peh than it is in divrei Torah, Torah Shabbat. Chayma ain't tefillin k'dei lav al din Torah. If the Zaka Mamre passing, you don't have to like tefillin today. So that's mamsh against Torah Shabbat. So he's potter. That's not called the Hayroi B'tois. That's called Zilkrei Beirav. But if he says chamish tetofis instead of four, yesh balahos, mahosiv kareya, then he's chayv, then there's a din of zokamam. So these are the three cases that there's a concept of hayroa betois. By zokamamre is a hayroa betois, by parhalam davashal tzibur, and by the bezdin there are two hayroa betois. One is yotzami bezdin zaka emachzim osa lechayvo. So that's only if the bezin was Tor B'Dobasha, ain't Atzdukim Modimo. Tor B'Dobasha Atzdukim Modimo, it's not called the Hayroi B'Tos. There's no Hayroi on Torah Shemichzav. There's only Hayroi on Torah Shabbal Peh. Whether you get it right or wrong, there's no Hayroi on Torah Shemichzav. Hayroi is only in Torah Shabbal Peh. And then the Rashi says, the other case is, Amalamet Tzchus, Ein Achayz, Amalamet Chayvah. So Rashi says there also. If he'll convince the bezin that the mistake that I made originally was that's not called malamet zchus ein chayz malamet chayva. The hayroa zchus that he said was a mistake. That's not called shigigas hayroa. So in all four cases, there's a limitation. There's a limit. The din of hayroa betos only applies if it was hayroa and Torah Shabbat. So Rashi says, I understand why the court stenographers have to write down Divrei HaMechayvim. The Gemara said, why? Because in case tomorrow he'll say, I made a mistake yesterday, that's not the reason why he's chayv. He's really is chayv because of this reason. It comes up with a new reason, then you didn't again halonis adin. Another day you have to wait to sleep over that, to think that over. But why do you have to write Divrei HaMezakim? Why do you have to write the reason? So Rashi explains why. Because the Dayan will say, I made a mistake with Dovashad Zdukim Odimbo, and therefore I should have the right to back out. So that's a good explanation. So how did the Gemara prove the Loike Ra from that? So that's what Tosis says. The top Tosis on the top. Tosis says, so Rashi just explained why you have to write Divrei HaMezakim, the reason. That he shouldn't tie in later on that he made a mistake with Dovashad Zdukim Odimbo. So what has it got to do with whether Rab is right or Rab is wrong? The Tosis explains, if Rab is wrong, and whoever paskins, we don't allow him to change his vote, the vote is putter. So this is a matter of life and death. He wants to change his vote. He wants to say chayv, that the guy is chayv nisa. Nochamo. What does Tosfos say? If Yeshlam is given the lekan of kuz kulihai, if Rav is right that the dayan can back out, b'shas gemar din, he can back out anyway. So what's the whole din? Hamlam mitzvus einachayz malam etchayva. We don't permit him to give a whole drasha to the other members of the Besen to try to convince them that he's chayv nisa. But he can back out b'shas gemar din. Just because he said originally patur doesn't mean he has to give his honest opinion. And the gemar din, he holds that he's chayv nisa. So if you hold like Rav, so that's what Tais says, it doesn't really, it's not such a big difference whether you're going to let him hold the drasha or not. But you have to record the reason why he said patur. That in case he's going to taina later on, that it was tor b'davashat dukim odimbo, then he'll be able to back out and give a whole drasha. And if it wasn't tor b'davashat dukim odimbo, then we won't let him give a drasha. But ben kovako, the guy's going to change his vote. He's going to come to the gemara, then he's going to change his vote. So since it does make such a big difference anyway, just a question: will we give him this chus adibur to try to convince the other dayarim that he should be chayiv? So Tosfos says, so that's the gemara's kasha. Why do you have to keep a record what he said? You don't have to waste so much time. You have to spend money to have court stenographers to write down the reason why he said putter. Just in case, if he'll argue later on and say that he made a mistake, so you're giving this chus adibur. What's a big deal? So it's not such a big difference. But if you would, if you hold not like Rav, that once he said malam etzlus enochaz malam chaver, period. Once he says pater, the din would, if you would hold not like Rav, he simply cannot back out at all, and we count it as if he voted that he's pater, even though in his heart he changed his mind, he holds chayim. So then it's a major issue. He's going to make him get killed. He wants them to get killed. He originally said pater. And now he wants to change his mind, say chayv. So now it's a matter of life and death to give him the death. To give him the death penalty. He wants to give him the death. So we won't let him. But if he's going to tie in it, but I made a mistake with Dovashat Dukim Odimbo, so you have to let me change my vote. So then it makes sense. Why we're so makbid? You have to write down, the stenographer has to write down the reason why he said potter. In case later he'll show that he made a mistake and Torah Shebichsav, he'll be able to back out. But if the din is like Rav, then anyway, b'shas gemar din, he can back out. So why do you have to waste your time to write the reason? Don't bother to write the reason. And if he'll taina later on, the mistake was b'davashas dil gemar din, so he'll say, okay, so give a drasha. It's not such a big deal anyway. That's how Tais explains the kash. Given the lekan of kusik kuli hadlin yaptur v'chayv v'shalanidon, elgadei, that what? He can change his mind anyway. But if the din would be not like Rav, so then I understand why you have to be so makbid. then sheish napkusa is right lichtu. Then you have to be makbid to write down the reason why he said potter. So the Gemara says, don't you see from the Mishnah, not like Rav, don't you see that he cannot back out, period? Because if he can back out b'shas k'mardin, so why do you have to bother to write down the reason? What are you afraid he's going to say incorrectly? He's going to forget, or he'll say incorrectly, falsely, that I made a mistake with Dovashan. It's my big deal. So we'll let him hold the drasha that he's chayv. There are 23 dayanim. The others will decide whether they agree or they disagree. Tosfos says that was the Gemara's kash. So Gemara says, my lav doesn't seem to indicate my time of lav sounds like against Rav. The Gemara says, no, that's not the reason. The real reason, let's say you have a vote in the Bezdin, 23 dayanim, some say potter, some say chayv. Many dayanim say potter for the same halacha, but each one quotes a different pasuk. So the Gemara says, we have a tradition that there is no such thing. One of them for sure is making a mistake. He can't have two psukim teaching you the same din. Gemara says, lo, that's not the reason why we're so makbid, that you have to write down the reason why he said potter. If two dayanim say potter for the same reason, but based on two different psukim, so one of them for sure is a mistake. How do you know? Ki the boy min erev asma rabbi yechon, he asked the shayla, oh, mishnayim tamechem, mishnayim mikros, ma'u, two dayanim say the same din, but based on two different psukim, what's the din? Omalei, said rabbi yechon, he said, ma'u, ma'u, echot. You can't count them as two different votes, because one of them for sure is dead wrong. Usually you say, eilu v'yela divil kim chayim, but it can't be eilu v'yela divil kim chayim. Eilu divil kim chayim, one says chay, one says potter, that's eilu v'yela divil kim chayim. But they both say potter for two different psukim, the same thing. Based on two, one of them for sure is dead wrong, because the Baruch Shalom would never put two psukim to say the same thing. And one of them achad, why? We know how to immediately that it can't be. I'm abad, I'm a kor. Achaz the pasuk in Tilim. Achaz the belkim shtaim zu shamati ki oz lelukim. What you see from the pasuk, there's one pasuk, and there are two. You learn at two levels of interpretation in the pasuk. Mikra echiyotze the kama taimim, mein tamech yotze mikama mikroes. One pasuk has more than one level of interpretation. But you can't have two psukim to teach the same thing. If you have like that, then one of them is dead wrong. Someone is mistaken, so therefore you don't say elu v'elu, so you can't count them as two votes.
Sometimes you have lavo
shnei lavim. Lavo ala b'shnei lavim. I mean, why do you have two psukim that say exactly the same? Right. So Tosfos on the first daf in Ezel Neshech has a chiddush. Lav ola b'shnei lavim is only if you get malchus. So you're going to get tzvei mal malchus. So it's a nafkamina ledina. If you only had one pasuk, there would have only been once malchus. Now let us lav ola b'shnei lavim, you get twice malchus. That's why Tosfos has the kasha. Tosfos holds that the kefil alav, if you have a pasuk written twice, so you get twice malchus. That's why Tosfos has the kasha on the first daf in Chulin, in the first Mishnah in Tmura. That it says lo yachli fanu v'lo yamaros unless we said it by tmura. So why does the Mishnah say one who violates tmura sefik is harboim he gets malchus once harboim yakenu he ought to get malchus twice because the two psukim lo yachli fanu v'lo yamaros. So Taisa works hard on that kasha. Taisa told you only say and that's the Taisa learns. There's a Gemara in the last parak in Makkah. The Gemara says ochol patisa lo ka arba and the mala ka chamish tzira lo ka sheish. If you eat certain kind of bugs, certain kind of non-kosher creatures, so sometimes you get four times malchus, sometimes you get five times malchus, sometimes you get six times malchus. That's what Rabbi Tendler has a whole campaign about tuna fish. They're not allowed to eat tuna fish, whatever, all of his reasons. I don't think any of them are correct. All of them put together are not correct. So I remember we were once sitting at a wedding, so all the rabbis were getting chicken. One rabbi said he wants fish. I think Rabbi Weiss had passed away, so he said he wanted fish. So Rabbi Tan leaned over to him, and he says, you know, Rabbi Weiss, in case it's nevela, the chicken is nevela, there's only once malchus. In case it's chafer fish, there's six times malchus. So it's better to risk it on the chicken than to risk it on the fish. Okay. But the chicken eats shechita, the fish doesn't eat shechita. So but if it's misidentified. So that's a shaila. Why are there six times malchus? Och, in the mother, the karba, if you eat an ant, you get four times malchus. And Tzira Lokeshesh, if you eat a Tzira, you get six times. Well, why? So most of the Rishonim, except for the Ramdi Goinim, and the Rashi and Tosfos, and the Ramban, and the Sefer HaMitzvahs, everybody learns Pshat and Gemara, that you add up how many times is the Pasuk repeated. It says you're not allowed to eat a sheret. So if it says it five times, so you get five times malchus. That a kefil alav, you get many times malchus. So that's Tesis starts off with that assumption. Then Tesis says the only time you apply the concept of lav or alav b'shnei lavin is if it's going to be an afkamin al-din, you're going to get twice malchus. If it's going to be a lav that there's no malchus anyway, so you can never say lav or alav b'shnei lav. The Rambam doesn't all like that. The Rambam has in the Sefer HaMitzvos, in the Shoroshim, Shorosh Tes, and the Mishnah Torah, he says there is no such thing. If you have a kefil alav, like by Tmura Lech, so there's only once malchus. Why is it repeated? Lav alav b'shnei lavin, lechizek v'inyan. To emphasize how serious it is. So how come you get six times malchus if you eat the non-kosher tuna fish? How come so many malchus? So the Rambam quotes from Sifros that there's one lav if you eat a sheretz hamayim, if it's swims. Then another lav if it's a sheretz ha'of, if it's a fowl that's not kosher. Then if it's sheretz ha'orif, sheretz ha'oritz, if it's an ant that crawls on the ground. So the Rambam says if it flies and it swims and it crawls on the earth, then you get three times malchus, got three different lavim. So that's what the Ravid says. He makes fun of the Rambam. He says, Hama Asif Hazeh. The Rambam is a collector. He collected all the Gemaras and puts it in order. So he says, Hama Asif Hazeh, also Dvarim She'enam. He collected things that don't exist. There is no such animal that it flies and it swims and it grows and it dances and it plays a guitar at the same thing, everything at the same time. He says, there is no such thing. Yeah. Yeah.
Why according to Tosfot, you have an aksen or both aksen on the same commandment? Why aren't you have the same kasha, right? We asked before.
Now, what that what?
So, I understand that why there's a possibility of having two lavim according to Tosfot, it's going to towards the kichas so you're kind of shnei
malchus.
But if you have an aksen and a lav, so why would the Torah do that?
I mean, sometimes you have a mitzvah sase that's repeated a few times. Yeah. The Gemara says the kohen doesn't duchen is mevatel three mitzvahs. Kol sevarcha b'nei Yisrael amar lahem esamah shmi. So what do you gain by saying it's three mitzvahs? It's just a repeat. There's no malchus over there. If you don't wear tefillin, so you mevatel four mitzvahs. I say you don't wear shal yad. There are four psukim and a dalet parsha that you have to wear. So why is it repeated there? Mistama, each pasuk is needed to tell you a different din. Mistama, the Gemara learns that the different details in hilchos tefillin. Each time it's repeated, I guess so.
Can't you, the young have the Sarah from their Rebbe, or a different person?
Yeah, but the Gemara says one of them is going to be dead wrong. If one says Chai Misa, one says Pata from Misa, then they're both correct. But they both say the same thing based on two different psukim, so one of them is dead wrong. You can't say Elu V'Elu. One says Chai Misa, one says Pata from Misa, Elu V'Elu. They both say the same thing, but from two different psukim, one of them for sure is wrong. Ein moin lehem al echad. Says the one who's wrong is not entitled to a vote, so you don't count him. Ein moin lehem al echad. So the Gemara quotes two different psukim to prove the same thing. Two different psukim to prove that you can't have two psukim to show the same thing. So the first one quotes the pasuk Achaz Dibelkim Shtaim Zu Shamati. Any one given pasuk can have two levels of interpretation, and the inference is. But you can't have two different psukim to tell you this. That doesn't say. It says one pasuk can have more than one level of interpretation. It never says the other one. Ein nik. How did he say? Ein tamechad yotzim mekam ekrot. That doesn't really say. That doesn't really say. And the Bet Rebbe Shmuel Tanu also, and Rebbe Shmuel Yeshiva also doesn't say. It says ukepatesh yefoytzet zela ma patesh zem ischalek lekam enitzot something kach yotzel lekam etaimim. Any one given pasuk can have many levels of interpretation. Maybe the first pasuk only says shtaim zushamaiti, two levels of interpretation. He says yotzei lekamatayim, kamani tzeitzes. Ma patzem mischalkel kamani tzeitzes, more than two, many nitzeitz. That means yotzei lekamatayim. You have any one given pasuk can have many levels of interpretation. We said we have the one pasuk lo sechanim, and you have three levels of interpretation, and they're all accepted on the level of their eyes. A totally different interpretation. Whereas Miloshen Chinam, Miloshen Chanoya, or Miloshen Chain. You have other psukim like that. Like Selchlo Ladam, and Tav Samad Gimel has more than one level of interpretation, what it's referring to. So the Gemara says that you can't have the same din, learn that from two different psukim. In fact, Gemara, Hechidam Itamechem, Vishneim, because do we have an example of that? Where there's a Machloikes Hatanoim, where it's learned that from Pasuk A and Pasuk B, but it's exactly the same. That we call Mashmoz Darshan Mikabinei. They're just arguing which pasuk you're learning it out from. So where is there an example of a mashmos darshim nikim minay? The Gemara says, "Amar Rav Zvidkid is not the following. There is a din. That's the name of the perek. Kamzbech mekadosh asaroi loy. If there are rules and regulations, which karbonis you're allowed, apostle, you're not allowed to be makriv with them on the mizbech. What if the yevet you put it on the mizbech? So the din is sometimes molo lo yerdu, and sometimes the din is a molo yerdu. What's going to have on the top of Amid Beis? Sometimes the din is a molo yerdu. When is it a molo yerdu? When is it a molo lo yerdu? So Rashi writes, if hoysalo shas hakosher, if it started off, it's not such a bad psul. It started off as a carbon kosher, and then somehow a psul develops. But if it starts off legamri on the left leg, Rashi gives an example, the top Rashi, Sora Drash. He puts a carbon on the mizbech. It's no good from day number one. The top Rashi on Lamedalan on the base. Sora Drash. Ayala Tzvi. Ayala Tzvi is a chaya. You have to only bring behemoths. You can't bring chaya. Chulin. Chulin is legamri out of the question. Lo haysalo shasa kosher. So that's going to be a pasuk, and on the basic, Moses is going to talk two psukim to show that din. If lo haisa lo shasa kosher, that's a machlekes. But that means what's called lo haisa lo shasa kosher. But if the korban the psul is such lo haisa lo shasa kosher, then it mola yerdu. But if haisa lo shasa kosher and the psul developed, so then the din is a b'liyevid, it mola lo yerdu. Why? Because it says zos taras ha'oilo. Zos taras ha'oilo means Torah achas lechol ha'oilos. All korbanos are accepted. Even if it's a pasul a korban, so that's what the Gemara has. The din they all agree. Hamizbech mekadosh asaroi loy. It means if hoysalo shas hakosher, but it's a pasul a korban. But it started off as haroi loy. Had a shas hakosher. So if you put it on the mizbech, hamizbech mekadosh asaroi loy. So you leave it on the mizbech. You don't take it off. So there's a machlekes hatanoim. Where is it learned from? Rabbi Shua words it one way, and Rabbi Gamliel words it differently. Rabbi Shua meir. If it's right to burn on the fire, the carbon oil, you burn the whole thing. By other carbonas, you only burn the chelev, that's called emorim. Emorim is a Greek word or a Latin word that means the fatty part, the mufchar, emorim. And the rest is eaten either by the balam or eaten by the zichekuna. But the oil, you burn the whole thing. You just don't burn the you do hepshit venituach. You don't burn the hide. You don't burn the leather. But all the basi you burn. So ma'oilo shehiru ila'ishim, you're going to burn the whole thing. In Mosul la'ter, apkol shehiru ila'ishim, ma'lo'liyer. So Rabbi Yeshua learns it out from the word ho'ilo amoikto. Rabbi Gamli learns out the exact same thing from a different word in the pasuk. Kol ha'roi la'mizbech, ma'lo'liyer. Shenema, hi ho'ilo amoikto ala mizbech. He emphasized, whatever is on the mizbech, ma'oilo shehiru ila'mizbech, in Mosul la'ter, if ho'ilo shasa kosher, apkol shehiru ila'mizbech, ma'lo'liyer. Tavai, and they're both saying the same thing. It boils down to the same. Tavai, Maikomar, but what are they both paskening? Psulim. Apostle of Korban, a hoysel of Shasa Kosher. So you leave. Imolo Layerdo, if you put it on the Mizbech, you leave it. Mar Maisilami Moigdo, Rabbi Yeshua learns it out from one word in the Pasuk, Mar Maisilami Mizbech. So that's an example, huh?
Same Pasuk,
but different word. Emphasizing a different word in the Pasuk. So it's the exact same thing, come to the same conclusion. Based on different psukim, so it's not true. It's a machlokes. It's not that they're learning out the same thing from two different words in the pasuk. It's a machlokes. Diktoni sefer the Mishnah ends off. Ein ben divra b'gamli divra b'shuel hadam hanasochim. It says there is an afkemina. Sherab gamli lama lo yerder b'shuel me yerder. Rabbi Shua holds the only time you say molo lo yerder if it's roi leishim, you're going to burn it. Means emorim, or if it's carbon oil the basar. But if it's dam. By mistake, you berserk the dam on the mizbech, supposed to wipe it off. You put pasul adam, so you're supposed to wipe it off in the mizbech. On nisachim, if you pour the nisachim, if you can, you should take it out. You shouldn't leave it there, because it's pasul. And Rabbi Gamliel says, no, imodo layerda, because you learn it not from the word moikdo, not roi leishim, roi la mizbech. So the dam and the nisachim are roi la mizbech. So that's not a good example. But the Gemara was asking, hechi domi, give me an example where there's a machloikas hatanoim and it boils down to the same end result, and he learns it out from one pasuk, he learns it out from a different pasuk. No, here there's a machloikas, which pasuk is learned that with an afkamin al halacha. Elam rapapi kiritanya are different in the same perik, but the exception to the rule that if the psul of the korban is such a serious psul that lohoi solo shas al kosher, then all the tanoim say the same thing, that the halacha is imolu yerdu, because it's very possible. אלא אמרה פופי כדתניה, דפלו עם מחלקס, רבי יוסי הגלי לרמם, בתוך שנאמר, כל נגמר, מזבח יקדוש, whatever you put on the mizbech, even if it's a pasul carbon, you leave it. B'di'avid imalu le'yerdo shame'ani. I might mistakenly think that the din applies, ben she'roi, ben she'enoroi, even if such a psula ho'isolo shansa kosher. Rashi says, what do you mean, roi, enoroi? It's not roi, but was it ever nira? Was it ever, was it ho'isolo shansa kosher? See, Rashi gives you the examples, shorah dvash, ayol etzvi, chulin. It was never roi la'mizbech. So one might mistakenly think, once you establish a din, that in molo lo yerdu am psulim, it even applies to a case when lo hoysolo shasa kosher. Nein, tam lo ima kvasim, ma kvasim ru'iyim is thought of, that was roi la hakrav, av kol roi la hakrav. Fine. Rabbi Kiva says, no, you learn out the exact same din from a different word in the pasuk. Oilo, ma oilo ru'ya av kol roi. So they're both saying the same thing. Tervai ma'ko mamatu. Absolutely, they're both saying the same thing. If you have a puzzle of carbon, that it's so puzzled that lo hoysa lo shasa kosher, it never had a shasa kosher. So then, even b'di'evin malu yerdu, and they were arguing which phrase in the pasuk they learn it out from. Mar ma'aseh mikvas, mar ma'aseh le'miyolo. Mar said, no, that's a bad example. That's not an example of what we're trying. There's also a machloikus in the details. V'homer abar bar ave, that is not the same. This machloikus, Rabbi Kiva, who's the first one? Rabbi Yosef Agli, there's a machlekes halacha lemaisa. That's not mashmoz dorshim liki binayu. V'am ravada barava, oilus oif psuli ki binayu. There's an afkamina ledina, whether imolu yerdu, by lo hois o lo shas al kosher, what would the din be, but oilus oif. Ma'ad maisa lami kvasim kvasim emavul oilus oif lo, if you learn it out from the word kvasim, so oilus oif, even lo hois o lo shas al kosher, you leave it on the mizbeach. However, man ma'aseleme oilafi lo the self nami. So it's not a mashmoz dorshim. Mashmoz dorshim is a technical term. The Tanoim said exactly what amaroyim. You have sometimes mashmoz dorshim, machloikas amaroyim. Where was the din learned out from? And it boils down to the same thing. In Baba Kama, there's a machloikas abaye verovim, machloikas amaroyim. The short time is the first three times. The short amud is the fourth time. So shoramuad, the short time you pay chatzin nezik niguf, and the shoramuad you pay nezik shalom and aliyah. So the Gemara has a machlokes abaye verovim. Where does it say three times and the fourth time? Where does it say? So it sounds from the Gemara that it's machlokes abaye verovim. Rashi learns machlokes abaye verovim. Do you pay nezik shalom the third time or the fourth time? So Tosfos says it can't be. All over Shas it says the fourth time. There can't be a machlokes abaye verovim. So Tosfos has the expression, no, the ganze machlokes abaye verovim is mashmoz darshan. Where does it say in the pasuk the fourth negicha? So according to one of the Amoraim, the fourth negicha is befer. According to the other one, itself understood. It just how do you read the psukim? But it boils down to the same thing. So that would be an example of this mashmoz darshan machloikas tanoim and machloikas Amoraim. How do you read the psukim? But it's no nafkamina ledina. But the Gemara here was asking, where do you have a machloikas tanoim Amoraim? Whatever, where it's not a mashmoz darshan. Where do you have a machlokes that it is a mashmoz darshim? Where there's no nafkamina ledina. So the Gemara finally says, oh, I have a pasuk. Elom Ravashi kidetanya. I have the following braisa. There is a din of shechet bachutz, and there is a din of mala bachutz. Shechet bachutz is chayiv koris, and mala bachutz is chayiv koris. What's the din of a person does shechut and chutz b'shoigeg? Let's say the fellow's a shechet in Iowa, wherever, in America somewhere. He's shechting behemoths. It didn't occur to him that some of the behemoths will be a korban. There's a farm that's owned by a Jewish person, and they have a b'chor behemoth Torah. One of the behemoths that he shechted is a male animal born on a farm that belongs to a Jew, and it was the firstborn. It was the b'chor behemoth Torah, and it has a kedushas korban. So Tosfos writes in B'choris, based on the Gemara there, that if a Jew owns a farm, that's what all the Jews did in Europe, they all owned farms. So the Jew owns a farm, he better make a shutvus for the goy before the cow gives birth to make sure he's not going to have a holy cow. He's going to have a vad that's going to be b'chor b'emetor. He won't be able to shecht it, have to wait till it gets a mum. And then when he shechts it, he has to give it to the goy. He has to give it away to the goy. So you have to make a shutvus akum. So the... So what happens if the shechet isn't aware? The shechet is shechting. So he shechts shchut echutz b'shoigeg. So he has chai b'chatos. kol shel zayin kol shel gosel chatas. If he would know, if he would have known in advance that this is a carbon, he would, and he shechts it b'chutz, he's chayv kares. He didn't know, he didn't realize that it was a korbei metaris, so he's chayv to bring a chatas for a kapora. So asher b'chutz is chayv kares, so b'shoigig he brings a chatas, and amal b'chutz is chayv kares, b'shoigig he brings a chatas. What about azorik dam? What about hamanasach yayin? What about all the other things? The chumash only has in parshas Zachrei Mois. Only has shech b'chutz and mala b'chutz. So the Gemara says kidetanya. The pasuk says dam lechoshev leiv shahu dam shafach. What does it go on? Dam shafach. So the pshutu shal mikra goes on hashechet b'chutz. Dam lechoshev leiv shahu dam shafach. If he shechts a korban b'chutz, so he's chayv kares. But it's an extra word. It says dam shafach. So it doesn't only go on shchoichet b'chutz. It goes on zorikas adam chutz. Di Rabbi Shmo. Rabbi Kiva Omer, he holds halacha lemaisa the exact same thing, that a zorik dam b'chutz, not only shochet b'chutz and mala b'chutz, apsukim, but even zorik dam. If you make, you shechta the carbon in the Beis HaMikdash, you take a cup with the dam, you take it outside the Beis HaMikdash, you make your own mizbech there, and you pour the dam from the carbon outside on a mizbech b'chutz. So the Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva said the exact same thing, that one who does rikas adam achutz also chayv kares, and if he do b'shoigig, he'll be chayv achatos. And they just argue, mashmos dosh mikib b'nai, which pasuk is it learned out from? Whereas Rabbi Shmuel learns it out from the extra phrase, dam shafach, Rabbi Kiva learns it out from, oy zevach. Oh, is l'rabbis as hazarek. Chavai mako marbu, they both boil down to the same thing. What are they marbez rike? Not only does the din apply, shech b'chutz and malachutz, that's the name of the perka, shech b'amalach. The end of Zavachim, Shechet Vamala, is Chayv Tuchatos. So not only the din applies to Shechet Bachutz and Mala Bachutz, Makter Bachutz, it even applies to Zerik Dam Bachutz, Marka Marbis, Mar Maisele Midam Choshev, or Mar Maisele Miozavach. So it's the exact same thing. They say the same thing, bottom line. They just argue which Pasuk. So that's the case where you can't say Elohi 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 Kimchai. That's a Mashmoz Dorosh Melikiminai. Then there's no Nafkimina. Freg the Marakasha and Ravashi. You're wrong. Rabashi is wrong. There it's also like the previous two cases. There are nafkaminas. Rabbi Bo said there's a big nafkamina ladina between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiba. What's the din? Shochet bezara kika benayu. What if he does two? What if a person, let's say, eats chayla b'shoigig? So he's chayiv, if he would have eaten chayla b'mezid, would have been chayiv kares. If he eats chayla b'shoigig, he's chayiv chad. What if he goes to a restaurant under hashgacha and they gave him chaylev and they gave him dam? Dam she bishloi is only the rabban, and they gave him a drink. Dam she loy bishloi, so he drank the dam and he ate the chaylev. So the din is he did two different averes b'shoigig, each of which, if he would have done an amazer, it would have been chayv kares. It's chayv tuchatos. Yeah, what if he eats a lot of chaylev? He eats many kezesim of chaylev, so he repeated the same aver many times. Behelam echon, so it's only chayv one chatas. If no hodola bintayin, let's say he ate chaylev in one restaurant. And then after he finishes eating them, so delicious, the waiter says, Gevald, we made a mistake, we gave you chaylev. And then he goes to a different restaurant the next month, and again the same thing happens. So each month, say, Chayv Tuchatos over there, because it wasn't Behelam Echad. But if he repeats the same Avera more than once Behelam Echad, so you only Chayv one Chata. So what if he did two different Averas, Behelam Echad, but the two Averas are learned out from the same Parsha, learned out from the same Pasuk. So then you only Chayv one Chata. So Abaye says, who's not Abai? V'amar Rababo. Rababo says that there is, it's not a Mashmoz Doshim. There's a Machlekes, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva, what Pasuk Yimarbe, Zorikas Adam, that Zorik Bachutz is Chayv Kores, it'll happen afkemin. If it's learned that from the same Pasuk as Shechet Bachutz, Shechet B'Zorik, Behelam Echad, is like Oichel Shnei Kezesim Behelam Echad, it's only Chayv one Chatas. The Dei Rabbi Shmuel, if Shechet B'Zorik Behelam Echad, that'll be the afkemin. The Rabbi Shmuel and the Chayv Alachas, because according to Rabbi Shmuel, you learn out dam shafach from the pasuk of shechet b'chutz. That zorik is also so. Zorik and shechet is considered the same avera. However, the Rabbi Akiva Chayv Shtayim, because it's learned out from a different pasuk. Hashayala oylo oy zobach. Hashayala from male b'chutz. Hashayala oylo oy zobach. So oz l'rabbi says hazorik. That Zorik is a branch of the din of Makter Bachutz, not a branch of the din of Shechet Bachutz. There are Dalet Avodas Adam, Shechita Kabbalah Haloch Hazvika. So one Tana says that Zorik Bachutz is a Hemshech of Shechet Bachutz. That's the first of the Dalet Avodas Adam. That's what Rabbi Shmuel says. It's learned out from the word Dam Shafach by Shchita. Rabbi says Azarek. Rabbi Kiva says no. Zarek Bachutz is like Makte Bachutz. You burn something on the Mizbech, you put the Dam on the Mizbech. That's a Ha'aloah. That's from Mala Bachutz. So Rabbi Bo says it's an Afkamina Ladina. It's not a Mashmar Starshim Mika Binay. So that's what they tie in against Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi made a mistake. He made the same mistake as the other Amoraim. We're trying to give a case. Hechidami. Would he have a machlekes? That's only what we call mashmoz darshim. So he gives an example here. So the Gemara says, "Vahomer Rabbi Bo said it's not a mashmoz darshim. It's an afkamina ledina." And for the Gemara, no, Rabashi doesn't agree with Rabbi Bo. Rabashi holds like Abai. We have a comment that Abai made in connection with Rabbi Bo. He disagrees. Amar Abai, it's not true. After the Rabbi Kivanami and Achai Balachas, the Amakro Shemtala Lasecha Shemtase. Avinu Rachmanu l'kula asiyas. You're not Chayiv Shtayim. So Rashi explains, why not? Rashi is quoting from the Gemara in Tzvachim, why not? So he says, even though there are two creases, but there's only one asara, Avgabdika shtei creases, the Pasuk in Chumash says twice, here Yechayiv Karis, here it says Yechayiv Karis. But it's only, they're both included from one lav. You're only chayev chatos if you violate a lav. The opening Mishnah says in creases, the lam of creases, hamur is batoira. There are 36 averes which you chayev karis. If you violate a bishog, you get chayev chatos. And there's pesach amilo, ar mitzvah sasei. And therefore, by a mitzvah saseh, you're not chayiv chatas. If a person violated, he didn't bring carbon pesach b'shogeg. This year, he didn't bring pesach rishon, didn't bring pesach sheni. He forgot there's a beis hamikdash. He forgot all about it. He didn't b'shogeg. He didn't bring. So is he chayiv to bring a chatas? So the Mishnah says, the first Mishnah increases, says no. Or the guy never took care of a bris milah. So he's not chayiv to bring a carbon chatas. Pesach hamilah is mitzvah saseh. So that's a machloikas. You look there, the first daf in creases, it's very interesting. It's a long Rashi. Rashi has on both sides of the page. Long, long Rashi. Rashi bothers to give you 36 psukim. Every single Issa chorus in the Mishnah, Rashi tells you, where's the lav? Where is there a lav? Rashi assumes that you have to have a lav. Because Pesach Hamila Mitzvah Saseh. And you're not Chayv Chatos. So the other 36, you are Chayv Chatos. Obviously, there's a lav. So Rashi documents it. Where is the lav for all the 36? So then there's a Shita Mukubetzis, and Tani laid it on the side of the page. He said, Rashi wasted his breath, quoting all the psukim, long arichas, and Rashi quoting 36 psukim. He says, it's a machloikas abai v'rav in the third parak in Makkos. What's pshat in the Mishnah? In the opening Mishnah increases. Pesach Hamila, you're not chayv chatas because mitzvah saseh, there's no lav? Well, no, you don't have to have a lav. If you violate an asay, you would also be chayv chatas. But you have to violate it b'kumbi asay. Pesach hamil is always violated b'shevi al taseh. It doesn't. You don't have to have a lois asay. You have to have a violation b'kumbi asay as opposed to shevi al taseh. That's what Shittim Govetzis thinks, that Rashi gave the whole arichas. Rashi was writing as if he's adopting Abai Shita, that you're only chayiv chatos if you violate a lav, then you don't need a lav. An asay is also good enough. But here the Rashi is also working with the assumption along the lines of Abai. Maybe the Gemara in Zvachim modifies it. I don't remember. So Rashi says, Avagabdika shtei krisis, even though by Zorikas Adam it says in one pasuk this chorus, and by Makte Bachutz, there's a different pasuk that says Chayv Kores, but there's only one law for both of them. So since Zorik and Makte is all based on one law, Avagabdika shtei krisis, two psukim, each pasuk is separate. Asara means a law, and Chilak Hatoz Benem. Because you're only chayv chatos if you violate a lav. So that's a shayla. But what if you're all like Rava? Rava says you don't need a lav. You probably still need an iser aseh. You still have to have something. You have to have some avir. So that's what the Gemara says. Rav Ashi gives this as an example of mashmoz darshim, because Rav Ashi holds like Abai, not like Rebbe Bo. If you're like Rebbe Bo, it's not a mashmoz darshim. It's an afkamina ledina, whether chayv one chatos, chayv two chatos. Yeah. the sugya later in Nigmar Din. Nigmar has cases also about an Arba Mises later in this Masechta discussion. Sometimes you chayv two chatos, sometimes you chayv chat the sachas.
We trust in
that all four count as aloy sasa, because in order to get malchus be dumi de lav da chasima, because malchus is written next to the pasuk l'sachsum shabedishai, so whoever violates an aver that's similar to l'sachsum shabedishai gets malchus. So the first similarity has to be that it appears in chumash. It has to be a lav that's written in chumash and has to say a loshen lo sachsum shabedishai or al tachsam. Yisham pen al is the equivalent of loy. But if it's not written, one of those four lashonis, Yisham pen al loy, so then it's not doing it v'alav dechasima, so there wouldn't be malchus. Would there be a chatos? So that sounds like a machloikus, Abai v'rov and makus. So the Rashi on the opening Mishnah increases has adopted Abai shita. That's the shita mekubetzes is masek on Rashi, but we should pass like Rav that you don't need a lav. This Rashi is quoted in Gemara and Zavachim. Sounds like shtei krisis v'asara achas. It's all included in one lav. Sounds like you do need a lav. So you got to look in the Gemara and Zavachim. Okay. So then we had the Mishnah already. A chiluk, one of the nine chilukim between mamas and nefashas based on hatzolah. So one of them is. It's not really based on hatzolah. It's a different halach. And didi mamon is done by yom v'gamer balayla. Kviyas yeshivas bezn. Tchilas yeshivas bezn has to begin by yom. He can't begin a bezn balayla. He can't begin yeshivas bezn balayla. But once he began done by yom v'gamer balayla, the bezn can continue to convene into the middle of the night. They have to begin the yeshivas bezn before the shkia. Then they can sit till 2 o'clock in the morning and pilpul. Masheni can din in the fashas, and you can make the gemar din balayla also, because the gemar din is just a hemshech of the masamad. Masheni came din in the fashas. Not only is it done by yom, it's gone by yom as well. So the way we said over from the Arsameach on the Gemara Rosh Hashanah when we learned the Mishnah means like this. Let's say din in the fashas, they started the case. They started at 6 o'clock in the evening. The shkia is around 8:30, so they can go also till 2 o'clock at night. They can talk. Once you have the kviyas yeshivas bezin by yom, the yeshivas bezin continues into the light. But they can't make a gemar din l'chi of misa balayla, because the gemar din l'chi of misa, that's not a hemshech of the masaman. That's a new thing. Until now, he's not a gabra k'tila, and after the gemar din, you make him into a gabra k'tila. So that you have to wait till tomorrow. And even if they would have started the yeshivas bezin, the Sanhedrin, at 9 o'clock in the morning, and they would finish at 6, you need halana sadin. So you can't make the gemar din today anyway. You have to wait till tomorrow to make the gemar din. So let's say tomorrow they're going to have a whole pilpul again. They slept overnight. Everybody was thinking, so they're going to reconvene. So let's say they convene at 6 o'clock in the evening tomorrow, and then they're pilpuling weiter, and then they go into the middle of the night. So they already had halana sadin, and they're having another masa mat, and then they're going to have another vote tomorrow. So that vote can't take place by laila, because the gemar din of din in the fashas is like a tchilas yeshivas bezin. It's a new thing. It's not just a hemshech, a gemara of the masamat. In Mamanis, the gemar din is a gemara of the masamat, and it just comes to a conclusion. But indeed, in the fashas, that's how the Yosamech said. You can have done by yom v'gamer balayla. The bezin and the fashas can continue to they're convening into the middle of the night, but they can't make a gemar din because the gemar din is a new unit. So the gemara wants done a minahanimili. How do you know? What are the psukim for this? That did imam and it's done by yom v'gamer balayla. Amar b'chia bar papa, amar k'ra b'shavta sam b'chaleitz. When Yisrael suggested, which Moshe Rabbeinu shouldn't, he's going to be all day and all night. Everybody's going to come to Moshe Rabbeinu. So he says it's not right. He should appoint a yonim b'shavta sam b'chaleitz all day and all night. So b'chaleitz means all day and all night. V'egmar, ihachi, if so, pasuk says b'chaleitz, tchilas din nami. So why can't you make the hascholas? Why can't you make tchilas yeshivas bez malayla? Gemara says, no, kid, the Rava had a steer. Ksiv, on the one hand, the pasuk b'shav to sam b'chaleis means all day and all night. Ksiv, but there's another pasuk, v'hoi b'yam ha'chilo as banav. So what does that mean? V'hoi b'yam ha'chilo as banav. So Gemara is going to quote it later. What does it mean, v'hoi b'yam ha'chilo as banav? It says, shialo. Pasuk says, "Kisiena lishtei nashim ha'achas ha'huva ba'achas nuva v'yoldo labanim ha'huva ba'as nuva v'yabein apchol asniyo." And he He doesn't like that wife. So the Bechor is born from the wife that he doesn't like. So one might have thought that he has a right to take away the Pishtayim from the Bechor. Why would you think just because he doesn't like the mother? So that's why the Bechor shouldn't be entitled to the Pishtayim. So the Gemara explains, no, the Gemara Kedushin explains, Snur b'nisuer. It's a prohibited marriage. One is Ahuva b'nisuer. What is Snur b'nisuer? The Koy married a Grusha. So I would have thought he married a Grusha and the child is a Cholol. The whole thing is a Psul. I would have thought the Cholol should get Pishtayim. He's a puzzle of lad. Or he can't be referring to a mamzer because it says kisiyer elish, that kiddushin atopsin. Havai means kiddushin atopsin. So it can't be talking about a man is living with the sister, a man is living with the nation's ish. He wouldn't say kisiyer elish dein nashim. Havai means tisis ishus. But it's talking that kiddushin atopsin. The Gemara says that is the makkah that kiddushin atopsin mechai v'labit. Yisrael marries a mamzeres, so all the children are mamzerim. That's Snur ben Yisrael. Or Kohen marries a Grusha, Kohen marries an Almana. So it's Snur ben Yisrael. So one might have thought that since it doesn't have to do with his attitude, he never liked the mother, so the child should be entitled to Pishnayim. What does God do with that? Happy marriage with the mother and not a happy marriage with the mother? It means that it was Snur ben Yisrael. So one might have thought the child is not entitled to Pishnayim. So Kamash Malan the Pasuk that he is. There's a Shilti Gibarim on the side of the Rif. So the Shilti Gibarim on Yesh Nechlin says, but the Pasuk can't be speaking about a mamzer. Pasuk can't be speaking about Chavikrisis, because Chavikrisis ain't Kiddush and Topsin. So it can't say Kisiyan Aliish. So he says with a straight face, so Shilti Gibarim writes, if a man has a child who's a mamzer because he was born Chavikrisis, the mamzer doesn't get Pishnayim. Because the Havamina, what was the Havamina here in the Parsha? I would have thought she's Snur ben Yisrael. So the Torah said, despite the fact that it's Snur ben Yisrael, but still, Kiseyen Aliish, Vayabena Abchor Lasni, Alu Yicholabakas Ben Ahov, Alpena Be'asnu Abchor. So the Havamina is only rejected if it's Kiseyen, if it's Chavi Lavin, so Kiddush and Atopsin. If it's Chavi Krisis and ain't Kiddush and Topsin, even though it's his child, Ben Ahu Lachol Dovar, but the child is a mamzer. So then the child will not get Pishnayim. That opinion is not generally accepted. It's not bad. It's an interesting. The Avamina was never rejected there, so the Avamina should remain. That if it was Baal Chavi Krisis and it's not Kisiyena, so the Avamina should remain, that there shouldn't be Pishnayim. So that's not the accepted opinion. We usually assume even if the child is a mamzer, he also gets the Pishnayim. So the Pasuk says, when the father is about to give over the Yerusha to the children, what it means about to give over? The Malach HaMov is going to take his life, he's going to drop dead. He's not giving over. So the Mishnah in Bava Basra, Kuf Laman Amaral, quotes, who's the Tana? Rabbi Yechon Ben Broika, I think. The Mishnah quotes Rabbi Yechon Ben Broika, and we paskan like him. That Torah gives the father the right to change a little bit the Yerusha. Let's say I have three sons. So let's say I have three sons, but all the three sons, none of them is a pchor, because my oldest child is a girl. So. When I die, all the millions that I have $30 million in the bank, so $10 million is going to go to this son, $10 million to that son, $10 million to the other son. Each one's going to get $10 million. So each one is aligned to get $10 million, and one of them is a businessman, he doesn't need, two of them are into learning. So I'll say, instead of giving 10, 10, and 10, I'll say this one should get $14 million, he should get $14 million, and the one who's a business, he should only get $2 million. He's going to make his own millions on his own. So that's what Rabbi Yechemem Breika says. Since all the three sons are aligned to get something, so I can change the percentages. I can say instead of 10 million, he should get 14 million, he should get 14 million. I can say 15 to 15, and the third son will be left with nothing. I can't say, in the negative, I can't say, I don't want the middle son to get anything. If you say in the negative, so that's not a valid tzava. But if you say in the positive, I want this son to get 15 million, this son to get 15 million, it accomplishes the same result. At the end of the day, the middle son, my middle son is in business. So the middle son is getting nothing. So at the end of the day, it's the same thing. But it's only chal. Rabbi Yechemem Breika's din only works if he's saying the positive, not if he's saying the negative. If I say, I have 9 children. I want each one of the daughters to get an equal share with the son. So that's not valid. That's not included in this din because the daughters are not in line to get a penny now. But I can say on Misha Roy Liyarsho, on the sons who are in line to get something, I can change the percentages. So that's Rabbi Yochanan Breker's din. So the Gemara said that's Rabbi Yochanan Breker said that's what it means. B'yom hadchilo as banov. Otherwise, what do you mean? When he's about to give over the Yerusha to the... What do you mean he's about to give over? The Malach HaMov is going to take his life. He's going to drop dead. He's not going to give over. So you see from the Chumash that there's such an institution as a Tzavoah. The father makes a Tzavoah and he changes the percentages of the Yerusha. The Yamachil is love. Hatar Nashta Mishus La'av La'anchil L'chol Misha Yirtze within reason. Not L'chol Misha Yirtze, within reason. If all the children are royal Yerusha, the royal mind to get something, he can change the amounts. So the pasuk says, "Hoy b'yom, b'yom v'lo b'layla." So the Gemara said, "What do you mean b'yom v'lo b'layla?" Mean if a man dies at night, the laws of Yerusha don't apply. That's ridiculous. So what does it mean? The man makes the tzavah b'layla. So the Gemara says, "Not mistaber. It doesn't make any sense because the father on his deathbed makes the tzavah b'layla. So the tzavah b'layla is not chal. So it's not going to change the percentage. It doesn't make sense. So what does it mean b'yom v'lo b'layla?" Gemara says, "Oh, it's referring to the following din." So Gemara quotes the halacha. Where is it? Here, the Gemara has about 15 lines from the bottom of Lamed Dalet on the base. So the line begins, "Rabbi Bar Chanina, Kamei de Rab Tony, Rabbi Bar Chanina, Kamei de Rab Nachman." He presents a brisa. The brisa is, "Vayi b'machilah es banav." You can't draw the lottery. Let's say the father died and he left 3 houses and they're all equal in value and they're 3 sons. So you're going to make the chalukah, so the chalukah cannot be done by lottery. The man says, "Why not? It doesn't make any sense. You dash in the pasuk. It has to make sense. What is it like? Tilas lulav, it's a mitzvah. Tefillin has to be bayom v'lo balayla. Why should you say there's a difference?" So the Gemara says, "Elamiyata, really? Why don't you say, Man Neshach B'imama Yerzan Le'Bnei, a man who dies in the daytime, the din of Yerusha should take effect. Man Neshach B'lel, Lo Yerzan Le'Bnei." It doesn't make any sense. Just like that doesn't make any sense to say, if he dies at night, the laws of Yerusha don't apply. So what you said doesn't make sense either to say that you have to be Mapa Nachlos, you have to draw the lottery, you have to draw the lots by Yom Lo. It doesn't make sense. He says, what it probably means is the following, Dilma Din Nachlos Kamrit. You mean there's a certain aspect of Yerusha that has to do with a din Torah. So that has to be bayom. Ditanya, your brisa, the brisa, Tani Rabba Barchanina Kamei de Rab Nachman, the brisa they presented, probably saying the same as the following brisa. Ditanya, the following brisa more explicit. It says about Yerusha. So it's called Chukas Mishpat. I treat it like a din Torah. Arah Kalaparsha Kula Liyaz Din. I treat the Yerusha as if it were a din Torah. But again, to what? What din Torah? So the Gemara goes weiter. The first brisa of Rabbi Bar Chanina is very unclear. That doesn't make any sense. It means the same as the second brisa. Second brisa is also unclear. What? So the Gemara finally says, Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Rav. The Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav. Here's the final punchline. What did he say? The guy's on his deathbed in the hospital. So he calls his friends and he says, "I'm dying, come visit me." So they come and they visit. And then he says, "And by the way, I want to change the percentages of the Yerusha. Instead of 10 billion, 10 million, I want to give 14 million, 2 million, and 14 million. Because the son, the one is in business, he's going to make his own millions. He doesn't need my millions. So that's going to leave 2 million for the son. Or he's going to give 15 and 15, he's going to leave nothing for the other son." Yeah. If they want to, they have the right to paskin, to make a gmar din. That's the halacha, that this son gets 14 million, he gets 14 million, and the other son only gets 2 million. And the son who's only getting 2 million has no right to taina, "I want to go to a different bez." No, the pasuk says that the people who came to visit the chayla, and they heard the tzavoah, when he gave the tzavoah, is there such a din of a tzavoah? So we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan Breker there in Bava Basra, there is a din of tzavoah. Tosis here is asking, but there are tanaim who disagree with Rabbi Yochanan Breker. So what is it based on? Unless he say that is a shchid meira, The man is so sick. The man is so sick. And then, and he makes the tzavah, then he dies. So the Tosfos writes Dilma. Tosfos says, no, Divrei Shchemer Kiksuv V'Chimsum Dami is only a din midrabbanan. That's not a din min haTorah. Lav Kiksuv midaraisa ela midrabbanan. So the pasuk can't be talking about a din midrabbanan. So must be talking like Rabbi Yechiman Broika. That's how we pass like the Mishnah. There's Chodek Nechasam Al Piv. He's changing the percentages. Or Tosfos says, if you hold not like Rabbi Yechiman Broika, we do pass like Rabbi Yechiman Broika. But the Mishnah there presents it as if many Tanoim disagree. So Tosfos says over here, Dilma, it must be talking that he made Kinyonim. He made Kinyonim. He can't make a Kinyon Lachamisa. He can't make Zach Leonim Shleib Befonim. The three sons are not there in the hospital. The three Chaverim came to visit the man. And the man says, I'm on my deathbed, I'm going to die, and I don't want the Yerusha to go one-third. I want it to be 14 million and 14 million and 2 million. So they say, you got to make Kinyonim to make it work, see. So he's going to make a Kenyan. The Kenyan should take effect after I die. So there's no Kenyan Lachamisa. He has to make the Kenyan. It should be take effect now, while he's still alive. So Tesa says that it must be that that's what we're talking about. It's Och Luch Mikro Kishahikna, that they made Kenyanim. Because it can't be based on Divrei Shchemer Kiksuv V'Chimsum Dami. That's only Midi Rabbanan. So you can't have a Pasuk on that. The simple answer is it's not based on Divrei Shchemer. That's only Divrei Shchemer. If he works, if you give to a stranger. It doesn't have to be a relative. Rabbi Yechiman Broika's din, that's a din with the Rabbanan. You can leave to a stranger. Rabbi Yechiman Broika's din is a din deraisa in Yerusha. If he leaves, if he changes the percentages, Amisha Roy Liyarsha, instead of getting 10 million, tell me each one should get 14 million. Instead of him getting 10, he should get 2. So that's Roy Liyarsha. That's a din deraisa. I don't know. Why did Tosfos avoid assuming that the din is like Rabbi Yechiman Broika? That is the din. Din is like Rabbi Yechiman Broika. So the pasuk goes on such a case. Shloshish nichnas adavakas achayla, and the man on his deathbed says, "I want to change the percentages, and all the children are void the yosho. I want to change all the percentages." It works minatayr. See, we have the practice when we reach the age of 50, we make a will. That will is not Rabbi Yechiman Broika's din. Rabbi Yechiman Broika's din. The Gemara has a suffix, and misafik we pass in a chayish mishpat. It only applies when the fellow is a shchid mira. It's not the din divrei shchemer kiksuv v'chimsum dami. That's a din mid rabbanon. That's not a din mid haTorah. That din mid rabbanon even goes divrei shchemer to give money to a stranger. Bech my broker's din is a din deraisa, but also it only applies when he's holding by the end. Not a goyseis. It doesn't have to be a goyseis, but a shchemer is holding by the end. And then he says, I want to change the percentages.
Why did they make that? Why did they limit that only to
Shchemira? Because the pasuk sounds like it says B'yom Achel Banim, sounds like he's holding by the end. The Gemara had a suffix. Maybe even if he's 50 years old and he makes a tzavur, maybe the tzavur works min haTorah. He made a tzavur, or maybe not. Maybe it's only when it's holding by the end. So because of this suffix, so we say Hamotz Machaver all of Haraya. If the father would die without having made any shinuyim, so each one would be entitled to $10 million. He left the $30 million Yerusha. So now the father made it Tzavoah. He wants to change the percentages, but that's a Sveik Adedina, whether it works if he's not a Shchimira. We say, Amoitzim Acharel of Arai. Each child is Muchzak on $10 million. You want to take away from the son who's entitled to 10, you want to take away $4 million, give it to this son. Another $4 million, give it to the other son. He should be only left with $2 million. So he's the Muchzak on it. So Misofik, since the Gemara had a Sofik, how do you read the pasuk? Maybe he means holding by the end. Maybe he's a shchibira. So we say hamoitz machaveh alof haraya. It only works if the man is a shchibira. If he's not a shchibira, it doesn't work.
But when you make it with kinyanim, with his daughters,
that you can make whatever you want. If you make kinyanim, yeah.
So this you could make also with kinyanim. In other words, this is more difficult. This case with the sons?
More restricted. Rabbi Yechiman Broika's din, that you can change.
Pass like that.
And we pass like Rabbi Yechiman Broika, yeah.
But
usually it doesn't apply. The guy's going to change it at an earlier age, not going to wait till the last minute.
Oh, so that he can do that earlier. In other words,
if he makes it earlier, then he has to make kinyanim.
Yeah, and here he doesn't have to make kinyanim.
There he doesn't have to make kinyanim. Yom HaChilas Banav, that's a din de'araisa of tzavuah. When we call it tzavuah, that the guy makes when he reaches the age of 50, that's in Yiddish, you call it a tzavuah, but that's not a din d'oraisa, that's you got to make kinyanim. Yeah. So what is the din? Shloshish nichnas alabakas hachelet. Went to visit the man on his deathbed. So if they, the pasuk tells us if they want to, they can act as a bezdin. They can issue a psak, and the one who's cheated, the one whose son is only going to get $2 million, he has no right to say, I'm going to go to a different bezdin. No, since these three people were there when the father died, so the pasuk says, mishpat. The three people who came to be mevakeh chayla have the status of a bezdin, and if they want, they rotzo osim din. If they want the rotzah kaisvim, if they don't want to raise the hand, they don't want to get involved in the fight, but the son is going to be cheated. So they'll just write it tzavua. That's a big question. How do they have the right to write it tzavua? Yeah, it's mepiyim ulam pik tzavim. Maisa bezin. I mean, they are invoking the koyach bezin to write the tzavua. Not that they don't want to be a bezin at all. They don't want to be a bezin to paskin, but they want to be a bezin to authorize the writing of what the father said. Maybe that's a pshat. What's a kaisvim? They have the right to act as a bezin to write. Because to write b'toras edim, how can they write b'toras edim? That's menpiyim ulam pik tzavim. And if the father told him to write, is that called das ha-mischayev? The father's going to be dead. He's not the das ha-mischayev. Das ha-mischayev is the son is going to get cheated. The son is going to get $2 million. He's the das ha-mischayev. And the father gestorben. He can't take it with you. So it's not that the father is giving it away to the sons, otherwise he would have kept it. The father can't take it with him. The father's out of the running over here. So how is Ratzi Kaisim, unless he say that they have the right to act as a bezin? Bezin can authorize the writing of a star without Das HaMaschai. Maybe that's the pshat. If it would have been Shnaim Shenichnasu, Levakar Sachayla, then it's only Kaisim. Oh, so you can't say. Kaisim Ein Isim did. Then you can write, how can they write a star? It's only Shnaim. There's no bezin. There's no bezin. You can't say that the acting is a bezin. How can they write a shtar? Where's the Das HaMaschayiv here? Unless it's a Kula Midirabana. Maybe it's a Kula Midirabana. There's a Gemara in Bava Basra, in Cheskes Habatim, the Gemara talks, a guy went away to Eretz Yisrael for a sabbatical, but a couple of years, and he heard people come from America to Eretz Yisrael to visit. He heard that someone else moved into his house, and he says, he tells all the people, the guy's a ganav, I never gave him permission to live in my house, and I don't want him to have any cheskes habatim. He's going to live in the house for 3 years without any machua. Then he's going to claim that he bought the house from me and he lost the shtar. Amoicha, everyone should know that he's stealing. So the Gemara says, the Edim who are there, we permit the Edim to write a document. The Edim are not going to live forever. So they're afraid they're going to die. So we allow them to write a shtar that the Balabais made a machua. So Tosfos says, how can they write a shtar? You can't write a shtar without Das HaMaschayev. Das HaMaschayev is the machzik. The machzik stands to lose the house. The one who owns the house, the marakame, he's like the malveh. He wants to hold on to his money. The Das HaMaschayev would be, the hados batim would have been, the machzik didn't authorize the writing of the shtar. How is it good? So Tosfos says, they made a kula. They allowed you to write a shtar without Das HaMaschayev. Once in a while, they made a kula, even though minatar it's no good, mipim don't pick sovam. There were makel, say, maybe over here also, maybe it's a special kula midirabana, rotzu kosvim. But otherwise, it's not a problem. How can it be kosvim?
The masik is not going to write a shtar.
Huh?
The masik is not going to write a shtar that allows him to make a mechor.
Yeah. The ganav is not going to authorize the edim to write a shtar. And the nignav.
So how can you ever make a mechor if you don't allow this?
No, make a mechor and they'll testify bal peh.
Yeah.
And then Bezim will write that the Edom will come to a Bezim, and Bezim will write a shtar that he made a machor. But the Gemara says they don't have to go to a Bezim. The Edom can write on their own a document that we know for a fact that the Balasod made a machor. So Taisa says in Ksubis on Daf Chav, that Taisa goes, Muhammad Al, Muhammad Beis, he said there's no Das HaMaschayev there. It's a special kula.
Maybe he hears the same thing.
Maybe here is also.
Die.
Yeah. Maybe over here also. Shnayim, Kaisvim, Ben Esmedin, why is Kaisvim? Maybe it's a special kula with the Rabbon. I don't know. The Omer Rav Chizda, Rav Chizda made a comment on that din. Lo shana v'ele bayoyim. When do you say that if Shlosha rotsu osim din, that's only if the Shlosha visited the chayla bayoyim. Aval balayla, but if the Shlosha visited balayla, and you can't have a kviyas yeshivas bezin balayla, so you can't say, lo yitay shmir gdoy lemiriyah, So then they only function with Torah Seidim. They can only write a shtar. They cannot function as a bezin because Avalu Eidim, because Balayla there's no bezin. So Balayla, when they see with Torah Seidim, they need Nasadayin. So he says, Amalei, and Hachi Kwamina. That's what I meant. That the brisa that you showed, that's what I meant also. So getting back again, so the Gemara says, the Rava Rami, we're on the fourth wide line on the Omid. The Gemara says, Rava Rami, Rabbi had a steer between two psukim. On the one hand, the pasuk of Shafto, Samachala is Bayama Balayla. Can have it in Torah Balayla. The other pasuk is Bayama, Chila is Bana Bayama, Balayla. What does it mean? Bayama, Balayla. A man dies at night, the children don't get Yerusha. You have to draw the lottery. They have to draw the lots Bayom, not Balayla. It doesn't make sense. No. It means Shloshish Nichnas Ledaka Sachela Balayla. You can't say Loiteshmi Agdar de Meriah because there's no Yeshiva, Chivas Yeshiva is Bezin Balayla. So Balayla, they only see Betorah Zedim, not Betorah Dayanim. Bayom Achila is Bana because Bayom you can have a Bezin. So you see that you need a Yom for the Bezin. Okay, so how do you resolve this contradiction? On the one hand, it says Shofta Samachalais. You can have a Bezin Balayla. The other Pasuk says Bayom Vala Balayla. The answer is the Tchilas Yeshiva's Bezin has to be Bayom. Okay, so how do you resolve this theory? Yom Betchilas Din Laila Legmar Din. Sure. So that's how the Mishnah established this Din. The Tchilas Din has to be Bayom, the Gemar Din can be Balayla. Here, the Nebuki Yosef quotes from Rashi. This is another Mesichtus quotes it also. Nebuki Yosef quotes by Rashi. What if Bezin made a Kabbalah say this Balayla? They're not supposed to. What if they went ahead and made a Kabbalah say this Balayla? So Kabbalah say this is. The Bezin convened to have a Kabbalah say this. They have no right to convene Balayla. So the Kabbalah say this is not Chal. So Rashi says that B'diyeh, but the Kabbalah say this is Chal Balayla. They quoted Nechosh Mishpat, Rashi Shita. But we don't pass like that. The Pashtus is Kabbalah say this needs Kabbalah say this B'Bezin, and either Kviyas Yeshiva is Bezin Bayam or Balayla. So even B'diyeh, but it's not Chal. I don't think we have it in Rashi, but the Rishonim quoted from Rashi. If you would have the Kabbalah say this Balayla, but here the Rashi says it would be good. How can it be good? It's not acceptable. It's like Kabbalah say this, love if they doesn't have to give the Eidus all over again tomorrow morning. So the Gemara says, that's what the Mishnah says. The Gemara says, usually a Stam Mishnah is like Rav Meir. Here it's a Stam Mishnah, no name, and it's like a Rav Meir.
Is that Machlokas telling the same Machlokas as well that Kabbalah say this is a massive Bezdin, whether you need Shlosha all the time or just the Mora Horos and the Paskin in the end of the day can be Makabali? If Kabbalah says this is a Dim Bezdin, it wouldn't need Laila. And if it's, it wouldn't be able to be done by Laila, but if it's not a Masa Bezdin, then there's room to say like the Rashi that it can't
be. If it's not a Masa Bezdin, so what do you need? Whatever you need for the Gemar Din. So you need it. Normally you have a Bezdin for the Gemar Din, so you're going to need a Bezdin for the Kabbalah Zedis also. In a rare case, if you have a Yochid Mumcha, so that's a Machloikis and the Shittim Kubetzis. If you have a Mumcha the Ramadan Afir Yechidi, the Brisa that they had on the Avovim and Aleph, so can a Mumcha the Ram be Makabalaitis by himself or not? So that's a machlekes harishanim. But normally you don't have a mumcha l'ram. Normally the dintar is going to be with shloisha. So whoever you need for the masamat, you need for the kabbalah seidus. So you need a bezin for the masamat. So you're going to need for the kabbalah seidus also. Rashi is only talking about a case where there was a mumcha l'rabim. No, they quote Rashi.
Or since it could be done by mumcha l'rabim, so then really Kabbalah Seidus isn't a massive bezin. So then even in a case where you do need a bezin, so that bezin could be Kabbalah Seidus Balayla. Because you see from the fact that it exists by a mumcha l'rabim, that Kabbalah Seidus doesn't need to be done by a bezin, doesn't follow the normal rules of bezin.
Whatever you need for the masa matin and the psak, that's what you need for the Kabbalah Seidus. So for the masa matin, you need a bezin. Normally you have a bezin. So you're going to need the bezin for the Kabbalah Seidus also. Most of the time, yeah.
Do we say in a Shas of Chak we're allowed to accept Eidus at night? Or, like if the
Eidus
aren't going away or something?
I don't think so. The Gemara have Shas of Chak, Mekabel Eidus Shalot Bifnei Baldin. That's the Gemara at the end of our Gozal. So that's what the Rashba there is. How can it be? But it's a Pasuk and Chumash. So the Osamah gave his whole fancy answer. The Rabbana they did away with the Drisha of Hakira. Yeah. But Balayla, even Shas of Chak, even B'Yevet, it's not good. The Pashtas. So the Gemara says, this is an interesting, unusual phenomenon. We have a Stam Mishnah, and it's the Loike Rav Meir. Must listen to the Loike Rav Meir. It's a collector's item. Usually Stam Mishnah is Rav Meir. The Tanya Ha Rav Meir Reimer. Ma Tamad Leimer, Apim Yer Kol Ri B'chol Nega. Where does it say that? Apim Yer Kol Ri B'chol Nega. I think it says it by Yegla Rufo, no? I think it says Bayegla Rufa. If you find someone murdered, Lanodim, you have to measure to the closest cities. Irakle Balachola brings an Egla Rufa, and the Kohanim and the Ziknim here have to say, Adena Lashavchas Adama Zevedena Laro. Then the Kohanim have to say, Kohanim, Apim Yer Karibach Nega. The Kohanim usually take care of Nigoim, they have to Paskan on Saras, and the Kohanim take care of Dine Torah. Because Lachatchila, if you have a choice whom to appoint to be a member of a Bezdin, Sanhedrin Gdolah, Sanhedrin Tan, or a Bezdin, so Lachatchila should have Kohanim Alevim. Because that's what Kohanim Alevim is. The whole Shevet Levi is Yoram Shpetech Yankim. Shevet Levi was chosen that they should sit and learn. That's supposed to be the Koilal of Klal Yisrael. So the Kohanim Alevim are supposed to be Dayanim. They're supposed to Paskan Dine Torah. So the Pasuk says the Kohanim should come and they should say, Kapal Amcha Shel Shepadisa Hashem. So the Pasuk describes Kohanim as Apim Yeh Kol Rivach Hanega. So it's mentioned, two things mentioned in the same Pasuk. That's called the Hekesh. So that's where Rav Meir holds Makesh Rivim Lenegoyim. There's a Hekesh because they're both mentioned in the same Pasuk. Man Negoyim Bayom Dechsiv Biyom Hei Roizboi. To look at a Nega Tzaras, you have to see based on sunlight. If it's a Yom HaMoon on, if it's a cloudy day, you can't look. And if it's night, you're going to turn on lights, you're going to turn on candles, it's no good. It has to be Kinega Nirali Babois. Taisa says, Lili below the Ori. Taisa's Tain is that the Gemara quoted the Pasuk here. Biyom Heroes Boy, it's really not Meduyak. Biyom Heroes Boy teaches you a different din. Yesh Yom Shatarayim, Yesh Yom Shatarayim. That sometimes it's not right to look in the Goyim. When is it not right? On Yom Tov. The guy has a Negat Tzar, he's going to come on Chalamad, you're going to insist he should go look. He's going to ruin his Yantiv. The Kohen is going to see that it's a Negat Tzaras. He's going to make him tummy. So he's going to have to leave the city. He's going to aggravate himself. He's going to be aggravated on Yantiv. So Simchas Yantiv dictates you shouldn't look at the Negat Tzaras. And Chosin, that's what they said. Chosin, you give him all Shivas Yimei HaMishta, lo ulitz taliso. That's they said, quotes the Lashon from the Mishnah. Yeah. No, like b'chassan nostan lo shiva ule itz talisa. He got m'siv shivas yimei hamishta. The Tosfos says dichsiv. Ule itz talisa means his big day chassan. Chassan wearing a fancy tuxedo. So he gave m'shivas yimei hamishta simcha and same thing yontif. So the yesh yom shateroy no going yesh yom shiateroy. So biyom heroy is boy tells you yesh yom shateroy yesh yom shiateroy. Certain days you don't look. You see from the Mishnah that normally whenever one is obligated to do a mitzvah, he's not supposed to postpone it till next week. He's supposed to do the mitzvah right away. And here there's a pasuk, you're allowed to postpone Rias Negoim if it's B'makom Mitzvah Siyantiv. But if it's no Simchas Yontiv, no Simchas Chosin, then you should really look at the Rias Negoim right away. That's a shaila, what about practicing birth control? The couple gets married, they'll have children next year. They want to wait till next year. So the pashtus is, the Chazanish has a whole lesson on this Mishnah Negoim. On this topic. It doesn't talk about birth control, it talks about whenever one is obligated to perform a mitzvah, so it would appear from the Mishnah, you have to do the mitzvah, the earliest available opportunity. You don't tell them, why don't you tell them she'd have children at the age of bar mitzvah? Ben Yud Gimel, the mitzvahs, and Ben Yud Ches, the Piri Rivium, the Chuppah, Ben Shman Esri, the Chuppah. Why Ben Shman Esri, the Chuppah? First available opportunity, why don't you say after bar mitzvah? So that's the Beishmuel on the first page in Ebenezer. There's that question, page Aleph. So he quotes that the answer is, Rechaim mitzvah, Yasek Bater, how's he going to be able to learn? It's going to ruin his whole life's program. Getting married, having children is part of one's program in life, what he's supposed to do in life. So if he's going to have the children at the age of 13, he's going to have to get a job, he won't be able to learn. At the age of 13, he's supposed to be learning. That's the shayla today, and the age of 18, they're also learning. You don't finish college, you don't finish smicha, you don't finish till later. So maybe today you have a right to postpone. Everybody starts later. Yeah, that's a discussion. So Rav Meir holds, Makish Rivim Lenegoyim. Man Negoyim Bayom. The Gemara quotes the Pasuk, Biyom Heroes Bas. The Tosfos says it's not Meduyak. The Tosfos says, the last line in the Tosfos Tichsiv. Tosfos said, "Ki ha'gavne ika b'kama duchten." There are many places in the Gemara where the Gemara quotes a pasuk to demonstrate a din, and it's not really accurate. It's not the right pasuk. It's really learned that from a different pasuk, but the pasuk that they quoted sounds like it's saying that din. It sounds like it's saying. So this is the Yom HaRosbo, sounds like it means Bayom Vala Balayla. So Tosfos is not really meduyak. V'yomai Rosebud tells you, yesh yom shat ha-ray, yesh yom shiat ha-ray. You're allowed to postpone if it's makom simchas yadav, simchas chasen. And the pasuk that tells you, v'yom v'lo ba'layla, is kinega nir le'babay, is ni v'lo li'ori. It's a different pasuk. That's what those are called. So fine. So, ma'anigwayin v'yom af... Where is it? After even Bayom. So Din Torah has to be Bayom, the whole Din Torah. You can't have the Gemar Din Balayla. The whole Din Torah has to be Bayom. Rameh disagrees with the Mishnah. Ma'anigayim shalom b'sumim, even if he's only blind on one eye, the Chsivul Chalmari and Akoin. The Koin has to have both eyes, has to have a good vision. After even shalom b'sumim, even if he's Suma Bein Achas, he can't be a dying on a Din Torah, Din Imamanis. And also, Makish Din Goyim Lirivim, Ma'arivim shalom b'kirivim, the members of the Bezin. Can't be Kroivma. How do you know? Because Kroivma Pasul Eidus. And there's a Mishnah Nida, whoever is Pasul Eidus, is Pasul to serve as a Dayan. So Kroivma Pasul, Afnam Kaim Shalom be Kroivma. That's Rab Meir Shita. We don't pass like Rab Meir. We pass like the Mishnah Negoim. Kol on Negoim Adam Roy Chutz Menege Atzmo. He can't pass on his own Negatzeras, on his own body. But he can pass for the other relatives. His wife may be Ishta Kigufoi. Maybe that's included. Kol on Negoim Adam Roy Chutz Menege Atzmo. In Yiddish, they say, you always see the mumim by other people. A person never sees his own mumim. So they always quote that Mishnah, call on the guy, but that's not what it means. It doesn't mean I only see chasrenes. Even if I do the same chis, I do the same avla that you do, I'll only notice it on you. I'll never notice on myself. That's in Yiddish, they apply that Mishnah. But the Mishnah goes on, v'yis negoyim. Call on the guy, means kroivim can paskin on negatzaras against Reb Meir. We don't accept Reb Meir, makish rivim lenegoyim. So we don't pass like that. Freg the Gemara, if so, hekish back and forth, Reivim the Negoim, the Goim Leivim. Marim Mishloshav the Goim Mishloshav. She needed Bezn of three to paskin on Negatzaras Vedinu. Shouldn't it be a Kavachayim? If Mamona Bishlosha, if the paskin that I owe him a nickel, you need a Bezn of three. Gufala Koshkein, the paskin on my body that I'm a Tzarua, I have to have all these uncomfortable chumras, for sure you should need require bez number three. So Tamalayim, no, that's reject. Tam lehuva la'aron hakohen al achad bin barav hakohanim. Well, the marat of the pasuk is afilu kain echad royas anegoyim. Sure.
Is it a heter negoyim? So that's you believe
one
person.
Yeah, but Reb Meir has this hekesh makesh rivim negoyim. So it should have been shloisha. I should have said just like it didn't turn in shloisha. So the Negoim also need Shlosh. So that's an exception to the rule. The Hekish doesn't apply there. Okay. The next Gemara tells a story. Who saw me the Shavusa Rabbi Yechon? There was a blind man who was functioning as a Dayan. So the Rif either had in his Girsa, or the Rif is interpreting. The Ramban says he's not sure whether the Rif is interpreting in the story or he had it in his Girsa. And the Ramban in the Mochamas quotes that in the Tshuvas of Rav Shrei Regoin, he writes that Rov HaGirsois had this in the text of the Gemara. Hu's sumya, hu's samya b'achas me'enof, habi b'shevus of the Rabbi Yechonah. It's not just an interpretation. That's how they had the Girsa in the Gemara. So the next Gemara is going to talk about a summa b'eino achas. That Rabbi Yechonah said, we do allow him to function as a dayan, dini maminis, against Reb Meir. Because according to Reb Meir, you say, makish rivim le negoyim. By negoyim, a summa bein achas cannot paskin, because as a chom ariyani akoin, has to be able to see the negatzaras with both eyes. So according to Reb Meir, we wouldn't permit a summa bein achas to paskin ad din Torah, because makish rivim le negoyim. But we don't paskin like Reb Meir. We pass like our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is against Reb Meir. According to Reb Meir, would be done by Yom Gomim Bayom. Because just like negoyim is Bayom, so rivim has to be Bayom. So our Mishnah, where it belongs, our Mishnah is the Iker Mishnah, not the Mishnah that says like Reb Meir. So believe that tomorrow we'll have to learn this Gemara. Tomorrow is Wednesday, so tomorrow I think the Shia will be normal, 12:45, I think. Okay? 12:45. Not a moment. Just a moment. Tomorrow.